Shalom, today's daf yomi is Menachos daf nun tes Menachos 59, and on 59b at the bottom the Gemara discusses that when it comes to the mincha of a sinner, of a person who sinned and has to bring a grain offering, we know that that mincha, unlike the other minchos, that mincha is supposed to be missing oil and missing lavona. It's supposed to be missing the oil and the frankincense. So what is the measurement where if they place that oil on the mincha offering, or if the frankincense was placed on that mincha offering, it disqualifies it. So comes along Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Nasa mashahu shemen agabe kezayis mincha, that if even a drop of the oil was placed on the olive-sized portion of the mincha, pasal, then the mincha is disqualified. What's the reasoning? My time. And what's the reasoning that when it comes to the oil being placed on the mincha, that even a drop of it disqualifies it, whereas the mincha, the measurement is an olive-sized portion, but here we're saying with the oil, it's just a drop. So the Gemara says there's a verse, lo yasim, the verse states that you shall not place oil on it, the word yasim, that you shall not place the oil, lo yasim aleha shemen vo yitain aleha levona. This is in Leviticus chapter 5, verse 11, and from the fact that it says lo yasim, this implies from the word seem, to place, it means cold who any amount. Aleha implies with respect to the mincha ad ikoshiura, that the amount of grain offering needs to be an olive-sized portion, but the amount of oil that disqualifies it is even a drop. And comes along Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef in the name of Rav Yochanan, and how do we know the amount by lavona? Nosan kezayis lavona agabi mashu mincha, that if you take an olive-sized portion of the frankincense and you place it on a drop of the grain offering, you've invalidated the grain offering. What's the reasoning? Because the reasoning is lo yitain. By the levon, it says you shall not place, and the word lo yitain implies an olive-sized portion ad the ikon nisina, until there is the giving of an olive-sized portion amount. And so we see from here that the levona, since it says the word lo yitain, that's an olive-sized portion. But with respect to the oil, since it says the word lo yasim, that's just a drop. And so this teaches us that the phrase lo yasim teaches us a drop, and whereas the phrase lo yitain teaches us it needs to be an olive-sized portion. The Kli Yakar in his commentary on the Torah to Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 14, brings some of the commentaries that write on the basis of this interpretation, of this Gemara, the verse that it states with Hashem placing a Mishkan in Shiloh. It says in verse 5 in Deuteronomy chapter 12, HaMakom Asher Yivchar Hashem Lasum Et Shemo Sham, that the commentaries say that verse, the place that God will select to place His name there, refers to Shiloh. And they wrote that there's a hint to this in the Torah, that when the Divine Presence rests in Shiloh, in the Mishkan, it's not going to be fixed, because it says in that verse, Lasum Et Shemo Sham, to place His name there. And the word sim, as we see from our interpretation of our Gemara, implies even just a drop. And this is telling us that the Shechina is not going to rest there b'kfiyus. It's not going to rest there in a fixed amount, but only for a small amount of time. And the Kli Yakar disagrees with this. And the Kli Yakar says, no, that's not the case, because we know that there's a different verse with respect to the word sima, because it states in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 19, V'amdas b'nei Yisrael, and sima b'fiyim, that we're supposed to place the Torah in their mouth. The Torah is supposed to be placed there. And you think Hashem Yisbarach would be commanding us that we're only supposed to place a drop of the Torah in our mouth? And so too, we know that in Exodus 21 verse 1, when it states in the verse Asher Tosim Lefnehem, Rashi says that Hashem is commanding Moshe to arrange the words before Bnei Yisrael like a Shulchan Aruch, like an arranged table. And so there, obviously, the word Sima doesn't mean just a drop. It means that we're supposed to be arranging the Torah before ourselves in a fixed amount. And that it should never depart from us. Not that it should be done in just a drop. And so therefore the Kli Yakar rejects the application of our Gemara to that verse with respect to Shiloh. However, the Chidah argues, and the Chidah supports those authorities, because the Chidah says that our Gemara is very specific, that Sima means a drop and Nisina means an olive-sized portion by the frankincense. And so from the fact that the Kli Yakar was asking this question also on the basis of Rashi's interpretation, that it's Sima, that it says Asher Tasim Name means like a Shulchan Aruch, the Chidah says that the expression of Sima implies that it is a drop, but also that is arranged like the Shulchan Aruch, and that indeed that is the essence of the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to arrange it before Bnei Israel like a Shulchan Aruch, like on a set table, and yet with that the thing should only be that like a sima kolshu, because like a little drop, because after Moshe Rabbeinu will arrange to establish the whole Torah for the Jewish people and give it to us, nevertheless we need to say that we need a lot of siyata d'shmaya to help us in order to understand that the Torah is coming from Hashem. And nevertheless, if the Bnei Yisrael will not be chozer on our learning it, if we'll not constantly be repeating it, it will disappear, because it's just like a drop, and we're just having a drop of the Torah, and if we close our eyes for a moment, it's like we've lost it. And so therefore we need both of these things. We need to have the whole Torah arranged for us, but we need to be cognizant that we've just received a drop of it, and so we can't ever feel like we're satisfied with the amount of Torah that we have, and so we have to keep returning to our Torah and embracing it and learning it. And so therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, he's only placing a sima before us, just a little drop, to tell us that if we want to really have it fixed within us, even though we're getting him like a set table, we have to constantly be returning it in order to grow with our knowledge. Because we could be learning our entire life and still just have a sum, just have a drop of the Torah in our essence.